USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's putting together a bid to buy TikTok. He told CNBC Thursday that he's building an investor group to acquire the popular video app from ByteDance. This after the House voted Wednesday to approve a bill that would force the China-based company to sell the app or have the app banned in the U.S. A surge in illegal immigrants from China crossing the southern border is sparking more national security concern. USA's John Schaefer.
Air Force General Gregory Gio, who leads U.S. Northern Command, addressed the issue during a Senate hearing Thursday.
While many may be political refugees, the ability for counterintelligence to hide in plain sight in those numbers.
Northern Command, responsible for Homeland Defense, has been extensively briefed on the influx of Chinese migrants. Over the past 4 months, more than 21,000 Chinese individuals have been apprehended at the U.S. southern border.
The top Republican in the U.S. Senate is urging the top Republican in the U.S. House to bring a $95 billion bipartisan foreign aid bill to the floor for a vote. GOP Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the stakes could not be any higher, and the clock is ticking.
Vladimir Putin is not playing for a tie. He's not headed to the negotiating table. He will not stop at Ukraine. He's told us, and he's shown us. Many times.
So far, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has refused to bring the Senate bill up for a vote in his chamber, not without concessions from Democrats in the Biden administration on policy at the southern border. The nation's first ever offshore wind turbines are now operational off the coast of New York. Governor Kathy Hochul joined others to celebrate the occasion on Thursday.
We flip the switch and turn on the future.
They'll deliver electricity to roughly 70,000 New York homes and businesses. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Kamala Harris made history Thursday as the first sitting vice president ever to visit an abortion clinic. Harris toured a Planned Parenthood clinic in Minneapolis. She criticized U.S. lawmakers who have rolled back access to abortion procedures for women.
And sadly, in so many places around our country, sex ed is a thing of the past, which leaves our young people to learn about their bodies and reproductive systems on social media.
Democrats in the run-up to November are making abortion a key issue in their election platform. Elon Musk is facing accusations of misrepresenting the extent of the SEC's investigations into his 2022 acquisition of Twitter, now called X. The commission seeking to compel Musk to participate in a deposition. In a recent filing, the agency stated Musk has been distorting the investigation. The agency filed a lawsuit against Musk in October to compel his testimony in its examination of the social media platform acquisition. A recent Gallup survey reveals that the majority of college students prioritize campuses with gun restrictions. Approximately 8 out of 10 current and prospective college students consider firearm policies to be at least somewhat significant when deciding to attend or continue enrollment at a school. This trend follows a series of recent incidents involving gun violence on U.S. college campuses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.